I had no reason to suspect he would surrender, no, I said.
But you asked him to anyway, Zylard said. Ostensibly to allow your colony to survive. I find it interesting that you asked for his surrender rather than begging for him to spare your colony. If you were simply looking to him to spare the colony and the lives of the colonists, wouldn't that have been the more prudent course? The information the Colonial Union provided you about the General gave you no reason to believe surrender would be something he'd entertain.
Careful, some part of my brain whispered. The way Zylard had phrased his comment seemed to suggest that he thought I might have had information from other sources, which I had, but it seemed impossible that he would know that. If he did and I lied, I would be deeply into a world of shit. Decisions, decisions. I knew of our planned attack, I said. Perhaps that made me overconfident.
So, you admit that what you said to General Gao could have indicated to him that our attack was imminent, Berkeley said.
I doubt that he saw anything more in it than the bravado of a colony leader trying to save his own people, I said.
Nevertheless, you can see how, from the perspective of the Colonial Union, your actions could have jeopardized the mission and the safety not only of your colony, but of the Colonial Union, Butcher said.
My actions could be interpreted any number of ways, I said. I can't give credence to any other interpretation aside from my own. My interpretation is that I was doing what I thought was necessary to protect my colony and my colonists.
In your conversation with General Gao, you admit that you shouldn't have made him the offer to withdraw his fleet, Berkeley said. You knew that what you were offering the General was contrary to our wishes, which implies rather strongly that we had made our wishes known to you. If the General had had the presence of mind to follow your line of reasoning, the attack would have been obvious.
I paused. This was getting ridiculous. It wasn't to say that I wasn't expecting a railroading in this inquiry, just that I had expected it to be a little more subtle than this. But I suppose Butcher had noted that things were hectic and rushed recently. I don't know why my inquiry would be any different.
I don't know what to say to that line of reasoning, I said. I did what I thought was the right thing for me to do.
Butcher and Berkeley gave each other a quick sidelong glance. They had gotten what they wanted out of the inquiry. As far as they were concerned, the inquiry was over. I focused on my shoes.
What do you think of General Gao?
I looked up, entirely surprised. General Zylard sat there, once again blandly awaiting my answer. Butcher and Berkeley also looked surprised. Whatever Zylard was doing, it was apparently off the script.
I'm not sure I understand the question, I said.
Sure you do, Zylard said. You spent a reasonable amount of time with General Gao, and I'm sure you have had time to reflect and speculate on the nature of the General, both before and after the destruction of the Conclave fleet. Given your knowledge of him, what do you think of him?
Oh, fuck, I thought. There was no doubt in my mind that Zylard knew I knew more about General Gao and the Conclave than the information the Colonial Union gave me. How he knew that was a matter I could table for now. The question was how to answer the question. You're already screwed, I thought. Butcher and Berkeley were already clearly planning to punt me to Colonial Affairs Court, where my trial on whatever charge, I was assuming incompetence, although dereliction of duty was not out of the question, and for that matter neither was treason, would be short and not especially sweet. I had been working under the assumption that Zylard's presence was his way of making sure he got a result he wanted. He couldn't have been pleased at the idea of me potentially messing with his mission. But now I wasn't at all sure. Suddenly I hadn't the first damn clue what Zylard really wanted from this inquiry. Only that no matter what I said here, I was already done for. Well, it was an official inquiry. That meant it was going into the Colonial Union archives, so what the hell?
I think he's an honorable man, I said.
Excuse me?
Berkeley said.
I said I think he's an honorable man, I repeated. He didn't simply attempt to destroy Roanoke, for one thing. He offered to spare my colonists or allow them to join the conclave. None of the information the Colonial Union gave me indicated that these were options. The information I got, that all the colonists at Roanoke got through me, was that Gao and the Conclave were simply wiping out the colonies that they discovered. It's why we kept our heads down for an entire year.
Simply saying to you that he was going to allow your colonists to surrender doesn't mean that he would do any such thing, Berkeley said. Surely, as a former CDF commander, you understand the value of disinformation, and providing such to your enemy.
I don't think Roanoke Colony would have qualified as an enemy, I said. There are fewer than 3,000 of us against 412 capital ships. There were no defenses we could bring to bear, no possible military advantage in securing our surrender simply to destroy us. That would have been profoundly cruel.
You're not aware of the psychological value of cruelty in warfare? Berkeley said.
I'm aware of it, I said. I wasn't aware from the information the Colonial Union gave me that it was part of the General's personal psychological profile or of his military tactics.
There's much you don't know of the General, Butcher said.
I agree, I said, which is why I chose to go with my own intuition of his character. But I seem to recall that the General noted that he had overseen 36 of these colony removals before he got to Roanoke. If you have information about those incidents and how the General acted toward those colonies, that would be instructive regarding his honor and his position on cruelty. Do you have that information?
We have it, Butcher said. We are not at liberty to provide it to you, as you've been temporarily removed from your administrative position.
I understand, I said. Did you have any of this information before I was stripped of my administrative status?
Are you implying that the Colonial Union withheld information from you?
Berkeley asked. I'm not implying a thing, I said. I was asking a question. And my point was that in the absence of information provided to me by the Colonial Union, I have only my own judgment to guide me, to complement the information I have. I looked directly at Zylard. In my judgment, from what I know of the man, General Gao is honorable. Zylard considered this.
What would you have done, Administrator Perry, if Gao had appeared in your sky before the Colonial Union had its attack plan finalized?
Are you asking if I would have surrendered the colony? I asked.
I'm asking what you would have done, Zylard said.
I would have taken advantage of Gao's offer, I said. I would have let him take the Roanoke colonists back to the Colonial Union.
So you would have surrendered the colony, Butcher said.
No,
I said. I would have stayed behind to defend Roanoke. I suspect my wife would stay with me. Anyone else who wished to stay could stay. With the exception of Zoe, I thought. Although I didn't like the scene of Zoe being dragged, kicking and screaming, to a transport by Hickory and Dickory.
That's a distinction without a difference, Berkeley said. There is no colony without colonists.
I agree, I said. But one colonist is enough for the colony to stand, and one colonist is enough to die for the Colonial Union. My responsibility is to my colony and to my colonists. I would refuse to surrender the colony of Roanoke. I would also do everything in my power to keep the colonists alive. From a practical point of view, 2,500 colonists are no more able to stand up to an entire fleet of warships than a single colonist would be. My death would be sufficient to make the point the CU would wish for me to make.
If you think I would force every other Roanoke colonist to die to satisfy some arcane accounting of what defines the destruction of a colony, Colonel Berkeley, then you're a goddamned fool.
Berkeley looked as if he were ready to come over the table at me. Zylard sat there with the same damned inscrutable look he'd had through the entire inquiry.
Well, Butcher said, trying to get the inquiry back under control. I think we've gotten everything we need from you, Administrator Perry. You are free to go and to await the resolution of our inquiry. You will not be allowed to leave Phoenix Station prior to the resolution. Do you understand?
I understand, I said. Do I need to find some sort of lodging?
I don't expect it will take that long, Butcher said.
Understand that everything I've heard is off the record,
Trujillo said.
At this point, I don't know that I would trust information that is on the record, I said.
Trujillo nodded.
Amen to that,
he said.
What have you heard? I said.
It's bad,
he said.
And it's getting worse.
Trujillo, Kranjic, Beata, and I sat in my favorite commissary at Phoenix, the one with the truly spectacular burgers. We had all ordered one. The burgers cooled, neglected, as we talked in as secluded a corner as we could find.